Then, as I discussed earlier, that within the disease course of the scleroderma, we initially have a stage of edema. So why does the edema develops? It develops due to the deposition of glycosaminoglycans in the dermis, which attracts the water, producing edema. Besides this, there are vascular changes leading to leakage of the fluid in the extracellular space and also due to inflammation. Then if you receive any patient with a mass-like feces, then the differentials should be systemic sclerosis, hypothyroidism, myxedema, Parkinsonism, bilateral upper motor neuron facial palsy, depression, myasthenia gravis, and dementia. Then the DDs of a mutilated fingers, because it is one of the findings in systemic sclerosis. What are the other DDs which can be kept in mind? These include leptomatous leprosy, Raynaud's disease due to any other connective tissue disorder, frostbite, vasculitis, Berger's disease, trauma, syringomyelia. Syringobulbia should also be kept, and dermatomyositis. Then what are the types of telangiectasia seen not only in systemic sclerosis but in any of the disease in which the telangiectasia is one of the features? So it may be either punctate, stellate, linear, or mat-like. In systemic sclerosis, we usually have a mat-like telangiectasia. Talking about the treatment of telangiectasias, we can either go for pulse dye laser, argon laser, or NDAC laser. If someone asks us that what do you mean by mixed connective tissue disease, so as the name shows, that when different features of the connective tissue disorders are present in the same patient, it is known as the mixed connective tissue disease. These include scleroderma, SLE, polymyositis or dermatomyositis, and rheumatoid arthritis. Along with these features, the presence of anti-human RNP antibodies will also be present, which is not present in individually in any of the disease. So if the mixed features of these diseases are present along with the presence of anti-human RNP antibodies, then we will label that case as a mixed connective tissue disease. Then the percentage of calcinosis systemic sclerosis is 25%. And we know that the type of the calcinosis present in systemic sclerosis is the dystrophic type of calcinosis.